This is it. The legendary live band, Phish, returns to the road this summer. Phish. This Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Ruoff Music Center. On sale now at livenation.com. Part of the Coors Light Concert Series.
Hear that? That's what cooked when you order juicy beef sounds like. The steaming hug of two slices of melted cheese, the crunch of tangy pickles and sliced onions, all topped with a toasted sesame seed bun. That's the sound of a quarter pounder with cheese.
Fresh beef at participating U.S. McDonald's. Excludes Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.
Targets we're going to dive into. Also, we got some three up, three downs, three things we like, three things we don't like right now in the world of Dodger baseball. All that more coming up next on Dodgers Dugout Live.
It's time for Dodger baseball.
Welcome to Dodger Stadium.
Dodgers win!
This is the golden age of Dodger baseball.
Grand slam! It's a double for Freddie.
They're going to make big signings. They're going to make impact trades. This is the most anticipated season in Dodgers history.
Dodgers have won it all in 2020.
Think blue, bleed blue, and I'm out. What is up, Dodgers Nation, and welcome to another episode of Dodgers Dugout Live. Everything you need to know about your boys in blue in less than an hour. My name is Doug McCain, credentialed member of Dodgers Media. You can follow me on X and Instagram at DMAC_LA. Now, if you haven't yet, do us a huge favor and subscribe to the Dodgers Nation YouTube channel, the number one Dodgers YouTube channel in the game. The number one Dodgers live show on YouTube is right here. You're watching it. You're listening to it. Dodgers Dugout Live. We just hit 93,000 subscribers, and we're getting closer to 95K. We're giving away a brand new authentic. We're not talking about the one that's 200. We're talking about the one that's 400, the on-field Shohei Ohtani authentic number 17 jersey. But like I've been telling you, we got some workout. We got some giveaways on the way in the works, and we're starting one today. To celebrate 93K, we are giving away a Dodgers Nation t-shirt today. Here's an example of one. You go with the Dodgers Nation t-shirt. This is fresh. This is cool. You're going to love rocking this. Or you can go to our website at gearup.la, and you go to gearup.la, and you'll be able to pick any Dodgers t-shirt that you want. These are some examples. I love the one with the scoreboard. You got the Dodgers Nation logo. You got Mookie. You got LA. You got the 2020 championship ring. We're working on some Dodgers Dugout Live merch, too. Some really cool stuff on the way. So how do you win a t-shirt today? All you got to do is you got to watch the whole show, and we're looking for the comment of the show. When we see the comment of the show, you're going to see one of these. And after the show, towards the end, we're going to pick one. So we'll be on the lookout. Of course, I got producer Tony Taters, Antonio. Tony Taters rocking with us as always. Mr. Antonio, and then Noise by Noel. Noise by Noel, Mr. Noel Sanchez, Young Lotto. He'll be on the lookout for your comments to the show, so be on the lookout for the best comments, Mr. Noel, because we're giving away a brand new t-shirt. We're doing hats. We got towels. We got so much to give away. And what we know, some of you guys probably want to give away the Dodgers rotation right now, because that's what we're going to get into first, because that is the leadoff today. The leadoff today, the biggest story in Dodger baseball. We got Bobby Miller's getting worse from NS. Juice Narrows. We have our ace stoner going today. Feeling good. Let's go, Dodgers. Look at me. Let's go, Dodgers. We got Mitchell Hopkins. I just want to sign D-Max Shoey Shoe. Yeah, work on a pair of those for you. But let's dive into the leadoff. And the leadoff today is the Dodgers starting rotation continues to go on this downward slide. It is the starting death rotation at the moment, because they have been the worst starting rotation all of Major League Baseball over the last 10 games. In their last 10 games, Dodgers starters have posted a 10 45 earned runs in 44 innings for a 9.20 ERA. They've allowed 13 home runs. That's a 2.66 home runs per nine. They've had just 41 strikeouts in that stretch. That is 28th out of 30. So they're 30 out of 30 in Major League Baseball overall when it comes to pitching in the last 10 games, posting a combined 7.28 ERA with a minus 1.1 F-war. That's the worst at all in Major League Baseball. And yes, injuries have been a major factor. Tyler Glasnow is on the IL. Yoshinobu Yamamoto is on the IL. Bobby Miller, Gavin Stone has really been the most consistent Dodgers starter. James Paxton got rocked in San Francisco. But this is a major concern. On a scale of 1 to 10, when it comes to the Dodgers starting rotation, my concern level at the moment is absolutely sitting at an 8.5. An 8.5 right now, only because I feel good about Glasnow, Yoshinobu Yamamoto coming back, and I think they're going to be aggressive at the deadline. But when you look at this starting rotation and how many pitchers that they are missing at the moment, this is the GOAT IL rotation. This is the best IL rotation in the history of Major League Baseball. Currently on the IL for the Dodgers, you have Tyler Glasnow dealing with back tightness, Yoshinobu Yamamoto dealing with a strained rotator cuff, Dustin May working his way back from another major arm surgery, Clayton Kershaw working his way back from shoulder surgery, Walker Buehler, he's working on a hip flexor, not so sure how legitimate that one is, but he's on the IL. Shohei Ohtani working his way back from his second major arm surgery. Plus, you got Tony Gonsolin. You have bullpen pieces like Joe Kelly, Bruzdar Gratterall, Ryan Brazier. You got Emmett Sheehan, Michael Grove. This would be the best rotation of all time if they were healthy, but they're on the IL. Are they somewhere at a hospital having the best game we've ever seen? Is Clayton Kershaw throwing to Max Muncy? Is Shohei Ohtani throwing to Mookie Betts, right? I mean, the injuries just continue to pile up, and I see people out there. D-Mac, the Dodgers need a new training staff. D-Mac, what's going on with the Dodgers? Why do they sign players that are damaged goods? Why do they sign players that have injury issues? Well, first and foremost, this is a league-wide issue. The rate for Tommy John surgeries continues to go up and up. Essentially, one-third of the league is having Tommy John surgery at some point in their career. But if you do want to point it at something, what I was looking at this morning was the whiff rates, the strikeout rates, the upside potential of the guys that they've either acquired or guys that they continue to run out there. Guys that have gotten injured. Dustin May, Emmett Sheehan. What do they have in common? High upside stuff. Explosive four-seam fastballs. Two-seam fastballs that move more than a military family. Tyler Glasnow, when he's on, his stuff takes a backseat to absolutely no one. You look at his stuff plus, you look at his win probability added, you look at some of the advanced stuff and his high strikeout rate, his extension to the plate. You look at Yoshinobu Yamamoto, the yo-yo curveball, the best splitter in baseball. The reason why a lot of Dodgers pitchers get injured is because the Dodgers have pitchers that have the stuff that the Dodgers know plays up in the postseason when it matters most. Remember a couple years ago, the big buzzword in all of Major League Baseball, what was it? It was launch angle, launch angle, launch angle. The traditionalists hated it because players and hitters were at the plate trying to lift the baseball. Why were they trying to lift the baseball? Well, it's because if you hit home runs, you make more money. You sign bigger contracts, and if you want the dub, you've got to slug. Teams knew that, so they're pushing for more of a launch angle approach, try to hit home runs instead of more of a contact approach where contact is king, right? Well, I think now what you've seen in Major League Baseball over the last 5 to 10 years is it's not launch angle, it's strikeout rate. It's whiff percentage. And you look at the pitchers that they have, when they're on, they're high strikeout guys. Shohei Ohtani, Tyler Glasnow, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, even Clayton Kershaw with the reinvented slider, Dustin May, Walker Buehler. All of these guys, when they're at their best, they're missing bats. They're punching guys out. So it's a byproduct of having players that their upside is so incredibly high that you almost just have to live with the fact that A lot of these guys are going to spend significant time on the IL, and you just have to hope that when the postseason rolls around, that at least three of them are able to go. We saw what happened last year, right? You didn't have Glasnow, you didn't have Yamamoto, you didn't have Buehler, you didn't have Ohtani or any of these guys, but still, we saw how injuries cost this team last season. So look, you need a solid three in the playoffs. You need a solid three starting pitchers in the playoffs. Later in this show, we've got three new trade targets that we're going to explore today, because I think at this point, you got to get a surefire ace level guy like a Garrett Crochet. But I think that with the fragility of these starters and their inefficiency and their ineffectiveness at the moment, if you are truly all in on this season, which maybe you're not, maybe you're not all the way in, maybe you're up, it's up to your neck. That's how you're in. You're up to your neck, right? If that's the case, go get one guy. But if you're all the way in, then you have to possibly go out there and get two starting pitchers, because maybe the Dodgers are saying to themselves, look, there's been a lot of injuries, Mookie, Muncy, starting rotation, bullpen. Well, next year, Ohtani will be back on the mound. We could have Roki Sasaki. We're going to have Yamamoto. Maybe the Dodgers say, let's not go all the way in. But I don't believe that to be the case. I do not believe that to be the case. I think that the Dodgers are still all in, and that if there was any point in time during the season that you would want to experience something like this, it is into the lead up of the All-Star break, because you'll get some additional rest, and the lead up to the trade deadline. Because if everything was rosy right now, Yamamoto didn't go down, Glasnow didn't go down, and Buehler had found it again, and Bobby Miller was pitching like he did last year, well, they would say, you know, we don't need any reinforcements along the way. Well, now they are faced with a situation where they have to take action. So if this happened after the break, then we'd really have to have a long, hard conversation about this team's viability in the postseason and how much of a serious contender are they. So the good news is they still have the prospect capital to go and get something done, and guys are going to be on the way. But let's dive in the comments here. David E, my boss is giving me dirty looks, D-Mac. David E, I'm giving you a let's go Dodgers. That's a comment of the show, contender. Let's add that one. Okay, I know. I always see you working. Noise by Noel. I always see you working, rocking your Cal Poly alumni. My man, fresh out of college.
Yes, sir.
Man, that's what I'm talking about. We see you, Antonio. Yes, Tony Taters hitting dingers over there. Let me give you a dinger sound all day, every day. So, yeah, absolutely, there's no doubt about it. And then we got Gio Soto going to build a time machine and bring Prime Kershaw and Prime Matt Kemp. That's from Gio Soto. Mr. Classic. We got don't think the Phillies will win the World Series. We got Frankie been saying it since spring training. This isn't an October team. Too many holes. It's a little bit like whack-a-mole right now, right? A little whack-a-mole. You know, one thing pops up, you fix it. Next thing pops up, you try to fix it. Yeah, there are a good amount of holes right now. But the good news is this is a team that is not afraid to make moves and be aggressive. We've seen that again and again with Andrew Friedman. And this is a team that just poured $1.2 billion into this team in the offseason. They are all in. We got Flaherty as a need from Ray. I've talked about Flaherty for months now. So if you want to go back and watch some of those, definitely check that out. Flaherty is someone that I absolutely would be okay and pretty happy about if they were able to add along with a Garrett Crochet at this point. We got Johnny Owen. Let's fix this before we have a dumpster fire on our hands. W. Bazil said, the kid that pitched a few days ago is money minus the two homers. Look, Justin Robleski is going to pitch in this series against the Detroit Tigers. He's got swing and miss stuff. He's got a heater that touches 98, can drop it down to 93. It's very interesting, his pitch mix. So we'll see how he looks. One word says, make Yarbrough a starter. I guess you are a bigger Yarbrough than I am to have that idea. So I'm definitely not in with that idea, but it's okay. It's a hot take. And if it's a hot take, you need one of those. We got Norman Rogue. Kiki is the best pitcher lately. That's a contender. It's a fire take. We'll talk about that. So that is where I'm at right now. You have to add starting pitching. We're going to readdress this and revisit this topic a little later. But next, let's get into some three up, three down. Three things I like and three things I don't like right now in the world of Dodger baseball.
Swing and a miss. Here's an 0-2 again. A swing and a miss. Swinging on a high fastball. And there's that quick inning he's been looking for. 1-2-3 for the first time.
Norman Rosas, Kiki's the best pitcher. Matador 64. This rotation currently has more holes than Swiss cheese. Matador 64. Trying to go at him. Nando 390. Nando. Gavin Lux grounds up more than Lance Lynn gives up home runs. Ouch. Ouch. That hurts. Hey, man. Support Gavin Lux. We got a $2 super chat right there. We'll get that one featured on the screen coming up. We got Kenny Chung in the chat. Paxton, number one starting pitcher. I don't know about that. We got Doug. Dodgers need Crochet, Justin Turner, and Kenley. A $2 super chat. Give you a comment of the show. All, how about one of those three? And, of course, you know which one I want. And that's Mr. Garrett Crochet. But first, for today's three up, three down, we got to start with a positive. In my first up, gimmick, let's go Dodgers. Kike Hernandez. Kike Hernandez, he lowered his ERA for his career from 81 to 16.20 yesterday. So give Kike Hernandez some love for going out there and preserving the bullpen, giving the Dodgers the ability to not have to tax an already taxed bullpen. And he went out there and he was getting outs. He was getting outs yesterday. You see those pitches. And how about he owes Chris Taylor some bananas, Mr. Banana Suit Boy. He owes him some bananas for the defense he played. But yeah, give Kike some credit. Dave said that they were deciding between Kike and Kevin Biggio. And look, that was the move. Got to go with Kike Hernandez in that situation. Someone with experience. Someone that can get it done. And thankfully, or not thankfully, depending on how you look at it, we didn't see those thrusts, right, that we saw a couple years ago when he gave up the home run to Trevor Plouffe. But still, he went out there and he got the job done. So shout out to Kike Hernandez going an inning and a third and helping preserve this Dodgers bullpen. And it was already just a game that was donezo. They weren't going to come back. And at this point, do you start Kike? Does he make his next turn in the rotation? Do you start him as a starting pitcher now when you look at where the Dodgers starters are at right now? I am not so sure they're going to do that, but with the way it's looked, yeah. Now, I wanted to ask you guys a question, though. Do you guys, and let me know in the comments as well, are you for or against position players pitching in blowouts? For me, look, I see people saying mercy rule. This ain't Little League. We ain't giving out Capri Suns and orange slices and little cheap plastic trophies, okay? Hell no. If you get beat, you get beat bad. If you want to change something, change the score and play better. This isn't Little League. And I remember a couple years ago seeing Pujols go out there. When Pujols went out there and did that, it was fine. We see this in basketball too. Teams wave the white flag. They empty their bench. They don't stop the game, right? I mean, when a position player goes out there and pitches, it's essentially what it's going to be like to see Bronny James playing for the Lakers next season, right? You know the game's over. You know the game's in hand, and you're basically just trying to preserve the starters. But I'm going to go to you first, Mr. Tony Taters. Thoughts on position players pitching? Are you for it or are you against it?
I love it, dude. You know, from my favorite pitcher that I've seen was a game with Brett Phillips from the Tampa Bay Rays. The Rays were being shut down. He made that great sliding catch. He was just having silly. Kike with the hip thrust in the other time. Hanser Alberto, even a couple years ago, that was fun to watch. Usually when that happens, one of the fan bases are like checked out, and it sucks when it's your team. So when you see something like that, it kind of just brings you back, and usually it ends with a standing ovation when they get the hitter out. So I'm all for it.
Exactly. If anything, it keeps butts in the seats during a blowout, because there's just something interesting about seeing 50-mile-per-hour pitches. Question, though, is why don't they try to throw it faster? I mean, of course, there's a plate. You want to try to hit the zone. But Mr. Noel Sanchez, noise by Noel, what do you think? Are you for or against position?
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
I don't like it.
Why don't you like it?
I'll tell you what, look.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
This is it. The legendary live band, Phish, returns to the road this summer. Phish. This Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Ruoff Music Center. On sale now at livenation.com. Part of the Coors Light Concert Series.
From a social media standpoint, I was saying this yesterday, the Dodgers could lose 100 straight games. If Kike Hernandez pitches or does something funny, it's still going to go crazy. So I like it because of that. But from a sports standpoint, you don't want to be that guy. Like in a basketball game, you get put in at the end of the game because you don't get any playing time. You score one layup, the whole crowd goes crazy. I feel like that was kind of the vibe.
Yeah, because essentially that position player, you are the victory cigar for the opposing team. But there's something interesting about it. I mean, he goes an inning and a third through just 9 pitches.
It was cool. I mean, he was throwing like 50 mile per hour pitches. I was like, how is this working? And he went, had a 1-2-3 inning. So that was really cool. I mean, if it goes well, I like it. But if you're just throwing it out there just like for fun, I don't know. I'm not really a fan of that.
And you know what's funny about it too? The hypocrisy. I like when players, they get so upset when a team's up 5 runs and someone steals a base. Like, why are you doing that? Respect the integrity of the game.
I don't like that. They should play hard until the game's over.
That's exactly. I mean, look, it's strategic. It's strategy. I get it. I'm not against it. I think it's hilarious. And if you want to go and do yourself a favor, Google Justin Turner's ERA. It's 0.00. So let's dive into the comments here. What are your thoughts on position players pitching? We got Michael says, hi, D-Mac, a super chat, $5, appreciate you. Do you think Bobby can find it until October? I'm going to talk about that in a second here for sure. We got Matador 64, this rotation. You try to get those off. They got the position players provide some entertainment and much needed lightheartedness when fans are already upset. I'm going to rack you for that one. Yeah, exactly. That's a pretty good point. I never thought of it like that. It's like you're getting beat. It's like you can't help but smile, and then you look at the scoreboard, and you start crying again because you don't want to lose that bad. We got the happy birthday, Michael. My guy, Michael, want to give you a birthday shout-out. Happy birthday. I'll give you a Let's Go Dodgers for sure. Nando390 says, Dave Roberts didn't hug Miller but was sus over Ramirez. Sus. Kelly Oshiro, fans fly from Hawaii and Japan to see the Dodgers, to see Shohei. Then you take the Stars out early and give up. Yeah, it's kind of one of those things where it's kind of a crapshoot when you go to any game, especially that has so many games during the course of a season, 81 plus home games if you look at the postseason. So it's always kind of a crapshoot, and unfortunately it happens. D-Mac signed the guy who threw water at Danny Trejo, Joe Harrington. We'll have to ask Mr. Friedman to do that. Congrats to Justin and Courtney Turner. Jen, do they have their child if that's the case? Congratulations. Great people. Awesome Dodgers legends right there. I wonder if he has red hair. We got Dinos150. This is where Nation realizes no trades are coming when the bad luck narratives comes. No, there will be trades coming. I guarantee you. Screenshot that from Dinos5150. You know, I love you, Dinos, and I don't tell you how to fan. I like the attitude. Trust me, I do, because I think a lot of Dodgers fans think that way, but they want to be positive. But you are who you are, and I definitely respect that. But I think they are going to definitely make some trades. All right, for first down today, the first down, we're going to talk about Bobby Miller. The first down for Bobby Miller. He struggled. Make no mistake about it. He went just 4 innings, allowed 9 runs on 10 hits, had 2 strikeouts, needed 87 pitches to get through 4 innings. And In his past six starts, he's posted a 10.17 ERA in 23 innings of work. He has only made it past the fifth inning exactly one time. And for Bobby Miller, he is talented. He has the stuff. But right now, the mechanics aren't where they need to be. The velocity is a little down. Last night, it was down over a tick. You're not seeing 99 and 100. I'm going to tell you why this could be the best thing that could ever happen to Bobby Miller. Because last year when we saw Bobby Miller, he came up and he was probably thinking of himself, wow, this is easy. I come right up. He has a 0.78 ERA in his first 23 innings of work in the show. Never forget his first start of his career in Hotlanta in the ATL. He gave the Braves the ATL that night. Gave up just one run in five innings, struck out five, had a walk, and allowed just one hit. But those first four starts, they're historic. A 0.78 ERA, a 2.17 FIP, 23 punchies, seven walks. Opponents hit just 150 off of him. But then he got into a little rut, started to struggle a little bit. His next 40 and third after that, he posted a 6.25 ERA, and opponents were hitting 297. But then what did Bobby do? He bounced back. It was bounce back Bobby. Last 10 starts of the season, he posted a 3.25 ERA, had 57 punchies, 15 walks, and opponents were hitting 201 against him. His 3.76 ERA was the third lowest in all of Major League Baseball for rookies that throw a minimum of 120 pitches. So all this is to say that last year he came up, he was great. It looked like it was Bobby Miller mania. And then you saw him struggle at times. The Astros, Grand Slam, Bregman. He let the moment get too big for him. He struggled to just contain himself and execute pitches when the pressure was on. The game started to speed up, but then he started to figure it out. So he has already proven that he can come up and have success and then go through a slump and come out of it. So that's big. That's huge. And last season, a lot of you guys were saying, trade Gavin Stone. Gavin Stone isn't going to do anything. Gavin Stone is a bust. Then in his second year, you're saying Gavin Stone was a rookie of the year candidate. Gavin Stone is an all-star snub. Now it's reversed. Now Bobby Miller is the one who's struggling after having a great first stint in the show. So keep that same energy. It's kind of all I'm asking you for because the stuff is still there. And I think the big adjustment for him, and I was talking to my friend Mr. Casey Porter about this, is going with that two-seam fastball, going with that sinker more. Last night only threw it seven times. He was going primarily with that four-seam fastball. And right now, he's pulling on that four-seam. He's not locating it. And the breaking ball, when he's missing it, they're cement mixers right over the plate. The slider isn't working. And when the slider doesn't work, it's looking like Kike Hernandez's fastball, right? It's a slow fastball right out over the plate that big league hitters are going to punish. So the good thing now, though, is with this little dip in velocity, he is going to have to become a pitcher and not a thrower and go through this process. So I think this is going to expedite Bobby Miller's growth. And I think Bobby Miller is going to be better off in the end because of this slump. He needs to go and throw that sinker. He needs to throw that changeup. And those changeups and sinkers and sliders, they have to look like strikes. Because if it's flat, they're going to hit it. And if he's pulling them and he's missing badly, opponents are going to lay off and they're just going to wait for whatever he can get out over the plate. And that's what we saw yesterday. Trey Turner, that was right out over the heart of the plate on the first pitch. So I am not selling my Bobby Miller stock. Right now it's Miller Lite, right? But I think that Miller High Life is going to come back pretty soon. It will be Miller time once again. And Dave Roberts talked about Bobby Miller and how he hasn't been able to really recreate the first season that he had early on, and we're going to get back to that. But first, I want to give a super chat love to my man, Dino's 5150. That's why I love my boy, Dino's. He loves me because you know what? I let him say what he wants on this show. And even though he's extremely negative, like every single Dodger fan in my group chats that I'm in, right? But I love you, Dino's 5150, a 9999 super chat. I'm going to give you a comment of the show and keep doing you. Like I said, I hope you guys use this show as a therapy session, as a way to get out all your Dodger takes. I love when we don't agree on things because, look, it's just, let's be honest, I don't want to be a Sunshine Pumper Dodgers podcast that's Dodger State TV. We got a $5 super chat from Ivan. Why are we so against re-signing former Dodgers that's in the Mexican League for cheap? That's from Ivan Bostrom. I'll talk about that in a second, but first, this is Dave Roberts talking about Bobby Miller's rough start in Philadelphia.
You know, with Bobby early, he just didn't really have good command of the secondary pitches, all of them. I think there were some good pitches in there, but as far as the consistency, getting ahead, putting hitters away when he had count leverage, he just wasn't able to do that. And they were spoiling a lot of pitches. Pitch count got up, and, you know, again, couldn't put guys away, and they put good at-bats together. So I think right now it's just, you know, I think it's certainly a step backward, and it's a work in progress, and it's up to all of us to, you know, figure this out. I'm a little shell-shocked right now, given, you know, what he's done, expecting him to continue to take steps forward and to see where we're at. You know, he's working his tail off. It's not about the compete, which I really appreciate. But when you're trying to get major league hitters out, you know, two and a half times through, you got to make pitches. And that's the bottom line.
So that was Dave on Bobby Miller. We got some breaking news into Dodgers Nation just now. Bobby Miller was just optioned by the Dodgers. The Dodgers announced they have optioned Bobby Miller. He will go down. And look, this is not a bad thing. This is going to provide him the opportunity to get the mechanics right, to get the confidence level right, to get the stuff where it needs to be. And let's not forget, when you have options on a player, it's a luxury to have. It's something that you have to take advantage when you're a team like the Dodgers that has so many veterans, so many guys that can't be optioned down to the minor league level. So I think this is the right move. I think that this makes the most sense, especially when you consider the fact you have the All-Star break coming up, gets a fresh reset, can retool, and then he'll get his opportunity once again. That's one thing that there's no doubt about. I see people saying, oh, trade Bobby Miller. The Dodgers are never going to trade Bobby Miller when his stock is down. They're probably not going to trade him even if his stock was good, because he's young and affordable and under team control for multiple seasons. So what are your thoughts on the Dodgers optioning of Bobby Miller? We got looking and listening to Roberts' we got to send Lux down too from Adam 818. Wouldn't be surprised if you see that at some point when Mookie Betts returns. I think that probably right now, if everyone stays healthy, is the move. We got to Massimo Buffon. Doug, question, who wins the Copa? Who wins the Euro? Also, the Dodgers need to go get Crochet and a replacement third baseman and some bullpen help. What do you think? So as far as the Copa, I still think that the LA Galaxy have a really good chance of winning that because of Kobe Jones and Landon Donovan and David Beckham and that Galaxy team and all the talent that they have. So give me the LA Galaxy for that one for sure. But I'm dialed into MLB and NFL right now. But give me your prediction. How about you? Do you have a take on that?
I'm just going for that. The last North American team, dude, Canada.
Let's go with Canada.
Yeah, hey. North American team.
All right, there we go.
Kobe Jones shout out.
Kobe Jones shout out. This producer, Antonio. So we got Spain and Colombia. I absolutely think it's the right move for the Dodgers. You send Bobby Miller down. He's had himself a rough go of it. And it kind of tells you, too, that they've spotted something. It kind of tells you that they've looked at the mechanics. They've looked at the health, and he's told them that health wise, the shoulder is 100% strong. So if that's the case, why allow him to continue to get rocked at this level? And then you could do further damage. You just don't want to see that, but you're going to need Kershaw back pretty soon. You're going to need to make some trades pretty soon. Walker Buehler could be back soon as well. So that definitely is a rotation that continues to face a lot of adversity. So that is the news right now. D-Mac, will we see Miller again this season? Arcade light. I would say there's probably a 65% chance. I would probably handicap it at that just because of injuries. If he's healthy, he's still a guy that throws 97. He's still a guy that will hit 98. So I definitely think that. Now the next up, Teoscar Hernandez. So Teoscar Hernandez, he told reporters a couple days ago when I was in the Dodgers clubhouse, a lot of people expected me to not perform well after last season. But in my mind, I was just working hard. I know the things that I know I can do on the baseball field. And you know, when you work hard and you put a lot of things, a lot of effort in, good things happen at the end of the day. So I just want to show him some love at the All-Star break, because I said he was going to be an All-Star. Felt good about that prediction because he's such a talented hitter, especially against lefties. And He has 19 home runs on the year. He's just behind Shohei Ohtani for the team lead. He's tied with Kyle Tucker and Yordan Alvarez for 12th most in all of Major League Baseball. He leads National League outfielders in home runs, and really hope he gets his opportunity to perform in the All-Star game in the weekend as far as someone that can be a starter and as someone that could hopefully participate in the Home Run Derby. So Teoscar Hernandez, the only thing I will say about this is you almost fear that he's possibly played himself out of a contract with the Dodgers. Is he pricing himself out of a contract with the Dodgers just because he's really setting himself up nicely for free agency? And the Dodgers, they're going to be aggressive. I think they need to go out there and look at a shortstop this offseason, possibly sign a Willy Adames, possibly sign another outfielder, right? So it depends on what they do this offseason. But like this right here, it says, so proud of Teoscar Hernandez. So that's the only take I have is, hey, he's playing so well, they're almost like, uh-oh, this guy might be pricing himself out, might be going the JD Martinez route. And he's kind of these one-year kind of get back on track and get a bag type players. But hopefully if he does leave, he leaves with a World Series ring. Lemon 818, D-Mac never wrong. Wish Dodgers would listen in. What up, Lemon 818? Give you a fire take for that. We got Dino's 5150. The velocity drop on Miller tells me surgery in his future, and we aren't being told the whole story. Dino's 5150. Unfortunately, in Major League Baseball, if you had to bet one way or the other on that topic, the way it is it's kind of tough, right? I mean, it's kind of tough sledding for these guys and keeping them healthy, but hopefully it's a ramping up process. I've talked to people within the Dodgers, and this was the expectation, and that it was going to take longer than Bobby Miller expected to find that command and get that feel back for his stuff. So I still think that there's a good chance you'll see him back at some point this season if he gets right down below at the AAA level. So a nice little reset, man. I think that's the culture of this team too. One more take on that is that Andy Páez started the year hot. He's come up. He's preserved his big league spot. But James Outman on the opening day roster went down, got back on his feet, found a way to catch a rhythm, get his groove back at the plate, gets another opportunity. Same thing with Miguel Vargas, Landon Knack. You have to be a team player, and you have to be willing to get those frequent flyer miles, right? And keep those bags packed if you're going to be in this organization, okay? So we're trying to win championships here, and sometimes doing that, you have to take advantage of those options with your young players. Now, the next down is Kyle Hurt. Kyle is hurt. The Dodgers, they activated him from the 60-day injured list and optioned to AAA. And then he was originally placed on the 15-day injured list back on April 20th with right shoulder inflammation, but he left his start in AAA a little early during an at-bat last week. And I asked Dave Roberts about Kyle Hurt, if there was any update about it. And Dave said that he was really disappointed by it, the fact that he did leave and he did sustain an injury, because there was a good chance that he was going to be called up and participate at some point this series or possibly the next one against Detroit in their bullpen game. And according to Fabian Ardaya, Kyle Hurt has been shut down from throwing due to elbow soreness. And he exited, like I said, his recent start with AAA Oklahoma City with a trainer after facing just two hitters in the middle of an at-bat. So that's very, very concerning with Kyle Hurt. And just, I mean, look at this. Kyle Hurt, Emmett Sheehan, Bobby Miller. I mean, geez, it is really, who's got the voodoo doll of Dodgers pitchers out there somewhere? It's a Giants fan. Is it a Padres fan? Because the injury woes, they continue. Now, next up I got is for a Dodgers starter that has continued to stay healthy this year, and that is Gavin Stone. Gavin Stone has posted. He's been solid for this team. He was just on the outside looking in for the All-Star team. I thought there was a decent shot that with Tyler Glass now out, maybe he could get in. That honor went to Hunter Green. But the big surprise early on, and I think one of the definitive statements, is where would this team be without Gavin Stone? He's got 3.03 ERA in 92 innings of work. He's made 16 starts. Well, guess what? Sometimes the best deals are the ones you don't do. Bob Nightingale, friend of the show, he reported that teams were inquiring about trading for Gavin Stone in the offseason, and the Dodgers rebuffed. They did not acquiesce to those trade offers. Bob Nightingale wrote, the Dodgers have to be thankful they didn't deal rookie starter Gavin Stone this past winter when his name came up with several teams in trade talks. So just a little bit of a learning lesson, okay? You just can't deal pitchers that have a ton of potential, that have the potential to be a contributor, an impact pitcher for years. And definitely that was a move that the Dodgers are happy they did not make. Now, next down, Tyler Glasnow. So a little bit on Glasnow. Touched on it a little bit yesterday on the post game show, but Tyler Glasnow was placed on the IL. Dave Roberts said Tyler's just has some back stuff tightened up on him Sunday. I don't know when he's going to start after the break, but it shouldn't be much further after the second half. It just sort of lined up with the All-Star break. We've obviously been thinking about a break with no real idea of when that might be or might not happen. But with the back flare up, we just felt that this was a good time to do it. So you look at Tyler Glasnow this season. I've been talking about this for a while now, that these are uncharted waters, right? 109 innings pitched this season, just 11 shy of his career high of 121 innings. But you look at the big league level, 121. Well, you look at the minor league level and the big league level combined. In 2016, he pitched 140 innings. 2017, 155 in the thirds innings. Last two starts, he's given up five runs in both of those starts. And you look at the trend for Tyler Glasnow, and it's not encouraging. 2.45 ERA in March. That went up to a 2.81 ERA in April, to a 3.48 ERA in May, to a 3.72 ERA in June, and he's posted a 7.50 ERA in July. So his ERA just has gone up. It's gone up. So definitely this was the time to do it. He was originally scheduled to pitch for the Dodgers for their Thursday matchup, but he will not be in that series finale against the Phillies. Instead, he's going to be landing Knack on the bump for LA. Now, Justin Robleski, we talked about him a little earlier. He's going to start one of the games against the Tigers, and then they're going to have a bullpen game during that series as well. And you look at this Dodgers starting rotation, only two starters from the opening day lineup, from the opening day roster, have continued for this entire season without heading to the IL. That's James Paxton and Gavin Stone. I mean, it's just wild. James Paxton, he's hit all of his escalators. He has a $1 million bonus if he has 18 starts. So he's hit most of his escalators. The last one is that 18 start mark where he'll take him another $1 million. But yeah, you may have seven pitchers on the IL and then you sent down Bobby Miller. So you look at this rotation right now, it's Gavin Stone, James Paxton, Landon Knack, Justin Robleski. Let's ride. I mean, it's not looking pretty at the break. I mean, couldn't even get to the break with all this happening. It's definitely a major concern. And that is why we've got three new starting pitchers that we're going to talk about as a possibility. And also, we're still giving away a Dodgers Dugout, Dodgers Nation t-shirt live. We've got our comment of the show contenders we're going to dive into. So stay tuned for that coming up next on Dodgers Dugout Live. What up, Dodgers Nation? D-Mag here. I'm here to remind you that if you have not yet, be sure to subscribe to the number one Dodgers YouTube channel for all latest Dodgers news, rumors, hype videos, interviews, breakdowns, live streams, and more. All year long, hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell, and if you really want to help the channel out, smash that like button. Also, you will not be eligible for any of our giveaways unless you are subscribed to the channel. So all you need to do to be eligible for all of our giveaways is just make sure that you are subscribed. We just gave away a brand new authentic Mookie Betts jersey valued at over $350. And we got tons of giveaways coming this offseason. So be sure to be subscribed so you are eligible to win. And as always, think blue, bleed blue, and please subscribe. And welcome back to Dodgers Dugout Live. And also, if you haven't yet, subscribe to the channel, guys. 95K coming soon. Once we hit that, a big-time giveaway. And we're doing more giveaways, too. We got the t-shirt coming up. We're doing autographs. We'll be doing jerseys, hats. Lots of giveaways here because this is the year of the fan here at Dodgers Nation. Miller and Buehler, shells of their former selves. We got Brandon Key. Didn't know Bobby was Lance Lynn's cousin. Ouch. That's painful right there. That's painful right there. We got Michael Negrete. Do the Dodgers need to build a medical facility next to the Dodgers dugout, D-Mac? Yeah, I mean, like I said earlier, it does feel that way when you look at this team and everything they've dealt with, and you look at the rotation at the moment. The most important thing, though, is you add reinforcement. So we got three fresh, brand new trade targets. We've dove into all these guys: Garrett Crochet, Jack Flaherty, Tarek Skubal. Lots of big names, but we got some new ones, because the difference now, this is definitely something that you have to realize, because they're not going to start Kike Hernandez as their starting pitcher, right? Kike Hernandez is not your starting pitcher. You got to go out there and you got to make some moves. And it might not be just one guy. It could be for two guys. So I might have to duck when I say this, but first option we're going to look at too is Max Scherzer. Could the Dodgers bring back Max Scherzer? Because if he's not your number one, he's absolutely a name that would make a ton of sense for this team. You look at Max Scherzer, the year he's had with the Texas Rangers, he's only made four starts, and the strikeout stuff is down. His strikeout rate down to 6.6. The velocity on the heater at 92.7 miles per hour. When he was with the Dodgers, it was at 94.3. Before his career, a 10.7 strikeout per nine. He's gotten it done in the postseason. And when you look at Max Scherzer, what makes him very interesting is, one, he has a no trade clause, right? He's got an NTC. When you got a no trade clause, you have leverage.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is it. The legendary live band, Phish, returns to the road this summer. Phish. This Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Ruoff Music Center. On sale now at LiveNation.com. Part of the Coors Light Concert Series.
Hear that? That's what cooked when you order juicy beef sounds like. The steaming hug of two slices of melted cheese, the crunch of tangy pickles and sliced onions, all topped with a toasted sesame seed bun. That's the sound of a quarter pounder with cheese.
Fresh beef at participating U.S. McDonald's. Excludes Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.
The all-new season of Futurama is streaming on Hulu.
That's great,
but I have to warn you, it's completely brilliant.
The interplanetary hit is back.
The very survival of Earth is at stake.
Is everybody okay? Is anybody hurt?
Nobody's okay. Everybody's hurt.
Watch the all-new season of Futurama.
That's the best damn show I ever saw.
New episodes Mondays, streaming only on Hulu.
And most likely it's going to be to a team that is a contender, to a World Series contender. Golf Grouch says dead arm Max. Can you finish him for that? That arm came back to life and it signed a big contract with the Mets. And you just needed to resurrect itself for a postseason run with the Dodgers. And look at his contract situation. He's a true rental this year. He's owed around $6 million for the remainder of the season. $6 million. That is like a parking ticket for the Los Angeles Dodgers. That is nothing when you look at the kind of contracts that are currently on their roster. And the reason for that is because Mr. Uncle Cohen, the owner of the Mets, he's paying the bulk of that salary and he's going to continue that. So that's really where it makes it interesting. Is one, is he the guy? No, I think Garrett Crochet is the guy. But if you're looking for multiple starters, Max Scherzer makes sense in the sense that he's a rental. Because if you're going to trade for multiple starters, you really don't want multiple starters Two, you don't want multiple starters under team control when you have Shohei Ohtani coming back. You just signed Yoshinobu Yamamoto for $325 million. You have Bobby Miller, who just was optioned. Hopefully he turns it around. Gavin Stone, hopefully he sustains what he's built. You just have Clayton Kershaw back, Dustin May, right? So this rotation could get crowded if you trade for a lot of guys under multiple years of team control. So I think that Crochet makes sense. He's good enough. He's top end enough. He's top tier where you would absolutely want him on multiple years, but Scherzer would be a true rental. And yes, the way that Scherzer handled things after he left the Dodgers, right? He made the business decision. His arm passed away before game six, which forced Walker Buehler to start that game on short rest. And really, quite frankly, Walker Buehler hasn't been the same pitcher ever since. Well, the Dodgers still were trying to offer him money. They still were trying to sign him on a two-year deal. They offered him a little over $70 million before he ended up signing that deal with the Mets. So I always say about the Dodgers, don't listen to what they say. Watch what they do. And doesn't matter what they said about Max Scherzer and how they used him and how he wanted to pitch more. He didn't like the extra rest and all that cool stuff. And Dave Roberts, you know, pat him on the butt and he said, don't effing touch me and this and that. I get it. That's fine. But the truth of the matter is, after all that, they still wanted him on a very expensive deal. So look, if there's not a lot of impact starters available and he's willing to waive that no trade clause, it's not the worst possible idea because wouldn't require a lot of top prospects either. Probably like maybe one top 25 guy, right? I mean, Max Scherzer, if he continues to trend in the right direction, and you want to see a little more from him in his next couple of starts, but still, even though the strikeout stuff isn't there yet, the results are. You look at his four starts this season, he's posted 309 ERA, a 274 expected ERA, and 23 and a thirds innings in four starts. And let's not forget, when he was with the Dodgers, when Max Scherzer was with the Dodgers back in 2021, that was one of the most electric runs we had ever seen from a starting pitcher in Dodger blue. He went 68 and a thirds innings and posted a 1.98 ERA. Had the 3,000 K. He had the immaculate inning. So I'm just saying, if you are truly going to go and possibly pursue multiple starters, he's someone that I would highly, highly consider. I'm on board with the idea of Max Scherzer. Mitchell Hopkins says two eye colors greater than one. He got the two eyes. Even his dog has multiple eye colors, and he's got that dog in him when it matters most. My man could barely move his neck, and he found a way to pitch in the 2019 World Series. I think that the Cardinals probably get him, though. That's my prediction. But he's from Missouri. It feels like they need pitching. It seems like it makes sense, but are they that much of a contender to him, though? That's the question I have. If he truly wants a contender, we know the Dodgers are as all in as any team in professional sports right now. Cole, D-Mac, Miller, Buehler, Kershaw, May, Gonsolin, Sheehan, Yamamoto. Yeah, the list goes on and on and on. How are we still in first place? That's a Michelada half full take if I've ever seen one. Because, yeah, this is the best IL rotation in big league history. Yet they're still in front of their division of the Padres by seven games. So it's a good cushion. It's not like it's 2021 where the Giants are building a lead. So it's definitely good for sure. Chris Frostacre reheating the fries, D-Mac. Yes, I know I say that sometimes. You never want to reheat the McDonald's French fries, but desperate times come for desperate measures. And the Dodgers are going to need some arms. Now, next name. I'm really excited about this guy. After diving into this next pitcher, he's right there. He's not in the Garrett Crochet tier, but he's in the next tier. We're going to break down all of our tiers of trade targets this week, but Yusei Kikuchi, I say let's do it, okay? This is a pitcher that I think has become one of the more underrated pitchers in Major League Baseball, and it wouldn't hurt to have another left-hander in your rotation. Wouldn't hurt to have another Japanese player. We've had a lot of success with them in LA. You have Shohei, you have Yamamoto. Yusei Kikuchi is someone that has stuff that plays up in the postseason. And also you look at his contract status. He signed a 3-year, $36 million deal with the Blue Jays back in 2022. First couple of years, a little shaky in 22, no doubt about it. A 5.19 ERA, a 5.62 FIP, 74 ERA plus in 20 starts. Then you start to see him really level out and pitch a lot better towards the course of that contract. And that's definitely the trend that has picked up for Kikuchi. So first year, you're probably saying, okay, bad deal, not a great contract. Then he picked it up. The second year, he posted a 3.86 ERA in 167 and two-thirds innings. Then this season, 19 starts, a 4 ERA, nothing to write home about, but a 3.59 FIP. The FIP, the strikeout numbers at 9.9 strikeouts per nine, if you look at his stuff, can pump you 97 on the gun for four-seam fastballs. He's got stuff that I think that will play up for this team. So I like the idea of Yusei Kikuchi because he's another guy that fits the mold of a pure rental. And he's absolutely a pure rental. I just told you that they would owe Scherzer around $6 million. For Kikuchi, they would owe him between $3 and $3.5 million for the rest of the year. So that's another guy that just not a ton of money. And you look at the strikeout rate, 26.1%, 75th percentile. He does not walk guys. 5.4% walk rate. That's in the 86th percentile. I like Yusei Kikuchi, man. I'm telling you. I mean, this is someone that could really help this team. Four-seam fastball, 95.6 miles per hour. Goes to that curveball slider and the changeup. So he's another one. We got Lawrence Jarrett says, yes on Kikuchi. Ray, to be better than the Dodgers rotation, you just need to be healthy. Yeah, definitely have a pulse, and that definitely helps. Kikuchi, Bassett, and Bo, Nando, 390. Nando. Yeah, I mean, look, I think the Bo Bichette train has kind of gone off the tracks this season. It's tough to go all in on him just because he just has not gone out of that season-long slump. And you have Miguel Rojas, who has performed well in that role. You got Mookie coming back to take over second base. And then you use some of that prospect capital to address more pressing needs in that starting pitching. Now, next name, old friend Nathan Eovaldi. And Tony Taters has a mind-blowing fact about Nathan Eovaldi.
I mean, I don't know if it's mind-blowing.
It blew my mind.
I was at his debut, his major league debut at Dodger Stadium. I can't remember if it was 2010 or 2011, but the only reason I remember is because I was born in 1990, and so was Nathan Eovaldi. And on the screen, it was like, Nathan Eovaldi, the first Dodger born in the 90s. And I was just like, oh, man, it's really happening.
The first Dodger born in the 90s. There you go. Nathan Eovaldi, old friend, someone who has familiarity. So the whole point of that was to point out that there's familiarity with him and this organization. And he's another guy that's on that Texas Rangers team that looks to be sellers. The Rangers this offseason, after winning that World Series, they didn't do much. They had those hands in their pockets after making the big signings of Corey Seager, right? I mean, went out there and got Jacob DeGrom and you traded for Max Scherzer and you got Marcus Semien. They won their World Series. They're happy, right? And Eovaldi, two-time All-Star 2021 and 2023. And this season with the Rangers, he's continued to perform well. With the Rangers on the year, Nathan Eovaldi has put together a season where if he was on a better team, he would get more love. He would get more all-star consideration. In 15 starts with the Rangers, he's posted a 3.10 ERA, a 3.69 expected ERA, 3.75 FIP, 3.55 expected FIP. So the expected FIP lower than the FIP he's posted, the expected ERA a little higher than the ERA he's posted. So due for a little negative regression to the mean, but still, he's someone that if you're looking for a second guy, he's not the first guy. Crochet's the first guy. Nothing changes that for me, but I'm talking about the second guy. If they only trade for one of these guys, I will not be happy if we wake up the morning after the trade deadline if that's all they did. But Nathan Eovaldi also has that postseason pedigree, and I look for that postseason pedigree. We saw what he did in 2018 with the Red Sox, and strikeout rate-wise, 24.6%, that's in the 67th percentile, 28.2% whiff rate, 72nd percentile. And if you are following this organization closely, you know that that is what the Dodgers are looking for. Remember what I said early in the show, whiff rate, strikeout rate, that's what launch angle used to be. And that's what's leading to the injuries, not the training staff. It's just the status of Major League Baseball. Guys are throwing as hard as they ever have, and they're as filthy as they've ever been because they know that that's how you sign the biggest contracts, and that's they know that that's what teams are looking for, and Eovaldi absolutely have that. So out of those three, They're not. He's not the number one. Crochet is number one. Remember, I'm naming my first son Garrett Crochet McCain. I'm picking over from the airport. He's my number one. But for my number two, I'm going for these next three guys. So let me know down below in the comment section, which three of these do you like? Tyler Anderson, we'll talk about tomorrow. We got some more names. We'll float out there. Zach Eflin, Fetty from the White Sox. Just want to give you guys these in threes. But you know what we got to do, guys? We got to do that giveaway. Comment of the show, because we hit 93K. 93K is the year of the fan here, Dodgers Nation. All thanks to you guys. Alex PPG says Crochet, Ivaldi, and Kikuchi. But you guys can pick any shirt you want. But it's for our comment of the show. So, Mr. Noise by Noel, Young Lotto, what you got for me, my man?
First off, a lot of great comments from everybody. Thank you guys for being so active in the comment section. We're going to have a lot more of these giveaways on the way soon. So, just make sure you turn on those notifications, subscribe, tell all your friends. It's going to be really, really fun. First off, we got David E. This is the one that you shout out at the beginning of the show, Doug. He said, my boss is giving me dirty looks, D-Mac. So he's out there watching the show during work.
We've had people quit their jobs. We've had people tell me they stand on the toilet and bathroom stalls just to watch this show. So I always appreciate those guys, the sacrifices they make and the lack of productivity that they have at their job just to watch this show. We know we're in the other window. So that's a contender. What else we got?
Facts. Sorry, I got four top ones. I'm going to read all of them and then we could all vote.
Let's hit it.
See what's
Let's
up.
Hit it.
And then we got IC. MLB needs to reduce games to keep all pitchers ready for playoffs. We need to see these pitchers at their absolute best.
Like that. Comment of the show contender.
Then we have our other friend of the show, Kelly Oshiro. She said fans fly from Hawaii and Japan to see the Dodgers, to see Shohei. Then you take the stars early and give up.
Fire so, take.
Little fire take right there. And finally, we have my man, Eddie Buzz. He said, Dougie Fresh, if the Dodgers are willing to trade Outman or Páez, they should be able to get what they want. They should also move along some of their young injured pitchers, much like the Braves did. I like the analysis right there.
That's a fire take. I'm with it.
So those are your top four right there.
Those are our top four. Out of those four, wow. You know, that's tough. That's tough right there. Let's go to Tony Taylor. Which one you like out of that one? I'll make the call. That's one of your take.
I like, what's his name? David E. That my boss is giving me dirty looks. That cracked me up right off the bat. But I really like Eddie Buzz's take as well. Dougie Fresh, if they're willing to trade Outman or Páez, just more in depth. But
let's go with David E. I mean, he's willing to get almost fired to watch it. He'll get fired just to make fire takes on this show.
We all caught that one right at the beginning, so I agree.
So let's go with David E. Comment of the show. You win. And we will be doing more of these giveaways soon, guys. You just have to watch to the end. And drop your Instagram, drop your handles down below for sure, so you know. But let me know down below in the comment section, out of those three, who do you like as their second starting pitcher trade option? My name is Doug McCain. You can follow me on X and Instagram at DMAC_LA. Did my volume go out? Hello? There you go. X and Instagram at DMAC_LA. If you haven't yet subscribed to the channel, hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell, hit that like button. Mitchell Hopkins says, I just want a Tony Taters and D-Mac signed Will Smith sweaty jersey. Yeah. Can we get Will Smith 9 jerseys so we can have a new jersey for every inning? The biggest L last night wasn't the Dodgers. It was Nike for their horrible jerseys. Dude. They've ruined baseball jerseys. They better fix it. Nike's just been awful.
Bobby Miller looks soaked.
He doesn't know he won right now.
David, find a way to contact us. DMAC_LA. The DMs are open, so hit me up there. See you guys next time. Mitchell Hopkins, Johnny Owen, Kelly Oshiro, Juice Narrows. There we go. There you go. You know the line. Remember, nothing brings us together quite like Dodger baseball. And until next time, think blue, bleed blue, and I'm out.
Hear that? That's what cooked when you order juicy beef sounds like. The steaming hug of two slices of melted cheese, the crunch of tangy pickles and sliced onions, all topped with a toasted sesame seed bun. That's the sound of a quarter pounder with cheese.
Fresh beef at participating U.S. McDonald's. Excludes Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.
Wherever the road may take you, Discount Tire and Continental Tire get you there safely with the perfect combination of style, comfort, and price. Get a set of Continental tires at your local Discount Tire store or online at discounttire.com. Discount Tire, let's get you taken care of.
School is back, and Dick's Sporting Goods has what you need to win your year. Shop the hottest styles from the best brands like Nike, Jordan, FP Movement, Adidas, and Stanley. Stop by your local store or visit dicks.com for fast shipping. Now you're ready to win your year.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
DirecTV gives you access to apps like Netflix and live sports right next to each other.
I don't get it.
Let me put it in pigeon terms. It's like that one amazing dumpster with the old fruits and cardboard all in one place.
How am I supposed to keep up with illustrative metaphors when you are making me so hungry?
Get live TV and streaming apps together without a satellite.
Requires Gemini device and additional paid subscriptions to watch Netflix and other third-party apps. Terms and restrictions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.